Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio none other than Steve McSwain.
Nice to see you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Right. It's been a while since you've been back here.
Yes, I missed you. I always love coming here because your office is so cool. And I find myself staring at your walls and just there's beautiful records and art, posters, and getting to talk to you is always fun. And it actually hurt my foot here, so I'd missed a few of our shows last year. Had a pretty big.
How's that coming along?
You know, it's coming. It's been a long deal here, but I tore a ligament in my foot called a Lisfranc ligament tear, and it's been a tough injury. But getting older and stuff, but I'm getting my mind in the. I've been battling here, and I think I'm starting to get over the hump here.
Okay. Well, I know that I have a relatively minor, or at least I thought, sprained ankle. And I might have in the past, taken it easy for a little bit and gotten over it. But this one has persisted, so now I've had to be very, very diligent. Gradually improving it, noticing as I do a variety of different exercises, that my left ankle is still nowhere near where my right one is, and it seemed to be just sort of a sprain.
Well, you know, seeing. You've got me thinking my training tips here all of a sudden to pass on here, being in the ice arena here. But with all the snow outside here,
sure.
Get a little bag of ice or snow. Yep. And, so this extra snow that's come here out of the blue, it seems here, at least maybe that can be used to help your ankle or a little bit of snow on it here
at
night.
Sure, yeah, right. Well, what is happening at the ice arena? We're entering, although it looks still like winter out there, I know we're heading toward the summer season, and that's a different season over there. But let's first of all look back and say, last few months, the ice has been there. How's the arena been doing?
Extremely busy. We've had a tournament after tournament, and it is really roller derbies, hockey tournaments. We just finished past week here, something called Rockin' Hockey, which I go into a little bit more, but it was amazing event that happened yesterday, actually, or Monday. And but we have had state tournaments for, I don't know, 3-4 weeks going straight here. So I feel like I don't know if I've slept much the last month or so here, but we're had a lot of neat memories to talk a little bit about Rockin' Hockey, I would love to do that with about 3 years ago. We have some adaptive PE group that comes over the years here, and it's been a really touches the heart. Kids have been skating out there, and the school comes out, and we've been the kids have been pushing nets. We get the kids in chairs, but over the years, I started thinking. 1 year, I saw a family. And they were slipping around trying to get their child on a sled out there, and they couldn't really get any traction. So I have a son with special needs, and I came up to the family and said, do you mind if I take your child for a little ride around? And they were a little hesitant at first; they didn't know me. But I got the child, and I made sure everything was secure, and I took that child for a couple laps around that rink and let that fresh, crisp hockey air in. And he looked back at me with this, I looked back at him, I should say, the way I was pushing him. And he had the biggest smile on his face here. Right. And this saw his parents smiling. And so since then, that was a very touching, important moment for me to mm-hmm. learn from. I started getting into how can we adapt this to hockey? So on Monday... the kids from all the different high schools, and Reddington was out there. All the high school hockey players came out and we got a child in the chair, and our hockey kids from all over the valley pushed a kid with adaptive PE kid in a chair, and we called it Rockin' Hockey here. We got in the news last year, a little news, but kids were taking pictures, but it was unbelievable, and it's just been getting better and better. We had a lot of sponsors, a lot of people watching the game. The very heartfelt. But there was at the very end of the day, I actually got my son out there who is a leukemia survivor, and I got to see him score his first goal in about 15 years. So talking about bringing a tear to my eye, and sure. and I've just been walking on cloud nine all week, just from the good things that our Valley kids did and the way they did it with such passion. They all of us hockey guys here, we're beating on each other all year, but to see the kids come together from just the Valley, we're all one today. We can bang each other up during the season and play hard against each other, but but today it's about these kids and the kids in your chair that you're going to push around, and they all got it. They were unreal. Our youth hockey players here, but pushing those kids. One email I got, the boy in the chair said it was the best day of his life. So stuff, you know, we're getting some feedback from stuff like that. Makes you just everybody felt that we're all blessed to be a part of it here, and it was a special day.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Now the hockey season and the ice. I know the ice doesn't remain there year round. It's there part of the time, and then it sort of goes away. And what will be happening? And you take it up, and then there are a variety of events that occur, I know, over time.
Yes. Yeah, so we're in the last couple weeks of the season here, a little more than 2 weeks. So we have a tournament called the Suey Cup coming up. We have a state tournament again this weekend. And then we have the roller derby girls. The Denali Destroyer Dolls are April 8th, I have to say that right, so Erica doesn't give me a forearm shiver here. Erica Bills is great with the Triple D, we call him here at the Denali Destroyer Dolls, and she is, her and the Derby girls are going the 8th, so that's the last Derby of the season at the MT Event Center. And then week after that, it's called the Suey Cup, and it's an adult hockey tournament. So right after that, the ice comes out. And we have a pretty busy spring slated for. I'm in the process of doing the final orders of new tempered glass coming to the arena, which people are going to be happy about. So but it's quite a process. The stuff's heavy, and we have to get it. But people sometimes beat me up. They can't see through the glass. Next year they're going to be seeing through that glass, and we got some nice stuff coming.
Okay, because what's up there now?
Now was originally when the arena was brought to Palmer, we had old glass from the purchase, and it was from what was called the Bonnie Cusack Ice Arena. But it's had a lot of years, a lot of mileage on it here, and it's kind of past the. It's really beat up bad, and it's beyond repair basically for.
Sure.
The new glass is going to really be beautiful, and it's the technology's changed. There's better stuff out there now, so we're going to get some good glass. It's going to be a beautiful thing for the people, the spectators, and everybody. And everybody's excited about it here. I mean, they've been beating on me here for a while to get this new glass. So I'm on it, and it's one of our top priorities. But it is. We're going to do a lot of work. We're opening up a little bit earlier in July, so we have a less of a downtime here for the ice being out here with a Christian hockey school coming in mid early part of July.
Okay.
So we don't have a whole lot of time, and it goes by quick here. But getting that glass up, getting some bleacher stuff worked on, and we have some painting, and we have a good to-do list here for sure in the off season.
Now, I know in the past we have talked about the sound system. What's the state of the sound system? We're audio people here.
The audio people. Oh boy, this is the part where I sweat. I'm back in the old when you just turn things on and off here, but now they have all these symbols on those audio on the audio things here. But the sound is. You know, we did get the speakers updated years ago, and I have really not heard any complaints. So I'm that is more of on the back burner. We're doing okay with the sound, I think, right now. I've heard no complaints, and you know, I think we got it dialed in within ourselves here to actually, you know, be putting up the right levels on those on the things.
That's
the
important thing.
I was staring at that stuff like it was a foreign object here when I saw those symbols here. But it's I think the sound has been very adequate, and for what for everything we've been doing, we've had nothing but that it's been a non-issue.
Okay, good. Just checking in about that. Well, I know you've talked about, in addition to events such as the Denali Destroyer Dolls, there are in the past there have been car shows and other kinds of things associated. But what do you have in that arena?
Oh, thank you. Larry and John would be, they'd be giving me the business here in a few weeks here. We do have the 49th State Street Rodders coming up in the first week of May. John Troutner, Larry Hill, wonderful, wonderful people. And they are going to be doing the car show. And so thank you for giving me that reminder here. But that's the first week of May. We've been doing it for a number of years now, and just such neat, amazing vehicles, and takes you back in time of seeing some of those and when I was a kid, and some that are way older than I am here, even here. But that is one of our off-season main exciting events coming up here. But other than that show and the Derby, it's basically going to be getting that rink ready for July here. So we don't have as many off-season events. Last year, we did have the Palmer High School. We had a Palmer High School prom, and that was very, very cool. But we didn't do that this year, and we just have a shorter time frame, and with just a lot to get ready for the next 2017-2018 season.
Sure. And that facility is, I think, settling. It feels like it's settling in as a venue that, as you've described the events and so on, but nicely located. Good parking is pretty good. That's not been much of a problem because you have a large parking lot. And in fact, my sense is that you share sometimes a spillover with the nearby junior high school.
Oh, yes, Mike. Yeah, the junior middle school had a great relationship with them for years, and give each other a heads up that, you know, we might be we might need a hand to use each other's lot, but it works both ways. I think we're always there for them, and they've been always there for us. So it's they're great having the Palmer Junior Middle School across the street here, and just a lot of the, it's funny because a lot of the kids are in our youth hockey programs here through the hockey or the figure skating programs.
Mike Malevsky here. I've been talking with Steve McSwain, who really is responsible for the event center. Many people think about it as hockey, but we've been talking about a bunch of other things that happened there. I remember you talking in the past about seniors coming over and using it as a activity area as well. Is that still happening? Walking, et cetera?
It is. And the seniors, oh my goodness. I think I was late getting to see you when I told you I was coming on my way over. I ran into a couple my friends, seniors, and we got into talking, we got into a story and stumbled on something. And next thing I know, I got into a 10-minute conversation. But we have an awesome group of seniors, and if they don't know about it, please spread the word to your friends. But walking the seniors, we have a great group, and you get to know the seniors. Sometimes I get to take a lap or two with them, and we tell a story, hearing neat stories about their life. Sometimes we get into a chat about here but yes, we welcome the seniors. They have a place to walk. It's safe. I always give them the first time through, maybe keep your eyes open and, you know, learn the lay of the land, a little bit of the rink, to watch for errant puck that might've gotten out there. But 10 a.m. is when we open, and we love our seniors, and we hope to meet more over the years to come here, but it sure has been a pleasure to meet them and hear some wonderful stories and get to be their friends here. It means a lot to us here, and we're proud that they come and view us as a good spot to be here, and they thank us all the time. And for being there, and yeah, they don't need to thank us. I think I'm so happy that they have a good place to be, and keeping warm and a safe place is the right thing to do. And but you talk about other programs. I was, as I mentioned, at the Palmer Junior Middle School, that we also have figure skaters that do skate over there. And just last week, a couple weeks ago, I should say now, but we have a Learn to Skate program that's got great numbers of 25 to 30 new skaters that were coming in throughout the year on these classes here, and they offer them in seven, 8 week sessions. But I saw a little girl who grew up, you know, I'd seen her around over the years, and just was in our Learn to Skate program. But out of the corner of my eye, I was loading some chairs up in our Connexes, but I was walking in the back. So I kind of just thought I saw an amazing, like, an axle jump here, which is, you know, a great achievement for figure skaters that they work to get to. And here I looked over a little closer and continued to watch the routine for a second. And I just shook my head here. Here's this girl who could, you know, barely, you know, just kind of stomping on the ice here a few years back, to all of a sudden pulling off axles out there, and would have made any Olympic skater proud, that move she just pulled off. So seeing stuff like that, I actually wrote a couple of things down for the city newsletter, and I said, we got a lot of young stars in the making here. There's some of the youth hockey teams. Councilman Hansen coaches a team here, who's got this young Might IP team. Mm-hmm. And man, there's some good hockey players on this team. So there's, you know, between young hockey guys coming up and girls, we have a team going to the nationals for a 14-year-old girls team from Palmer, the PAHA, they're called, Palmer Amateur Hockey Association. They're going to Troy, New York next week here from you know, our town in Palmer, Alaska, going. They won a big tournament in Chicago this past winter here. Are you sick? So anyway, this is going to open up scholarship doors for these girls down the road. But they're going to the big event here, the big dance, as I call it, for hockey here. And as well, our 16 girls from PAHA just lost a heartbreaker to go, and it could have went either way. They beat the team that beat them. They were going back and forth all year in like one goal games here. So
sure,
they easily could have been going to the national championship game as well. And you know, my heart hurt for them, but that's part of sports here. And I've had my heart broken in those games, but I think they'll be back to again compete here and ultimately open up doors for themselves in the hockey world and collegiately.
So you and how many others are in charge, do all the work there at the event center? How many people are doing this?
Well, we have myself and Scott Johnson are the two full-time.
Okay.
And then we have a staff of 10 total, but some of them are part-time, seasonal, and then the others are on-call specialists
okay.
here.
Okay. All right. So looking out further over the horizon, what do you see as things that you would really like to have happen at the event center that are not yet happening? Do you have any what we might call dreams?
Oh, boy.
Open that up.
How long do we have here, boy? Because I am a dreamer. You know, we do have I always have my ear to the, you know, out there for listening to potential things that are going to happen in, but I have, you know, for you know, different, hockey schools that are out there to really turning this into our summers are the gray area right now. We're very, very busy during the winter. Week in and week out, it is where you look at our parking lot, we're going. And it starts early and it ends late here. So we go hard. The summer months, finding our niche, you know, I have some dreams and some people like my thoughts. Some people say, okay, let's wait and see. But getting into inline roller hockey, I think, would be a interesting We have tried it a few times, but it didn't go over great. I think some of that is the marketing. Some of that, they were redoing the road one year when we put the floor in here.
Sure.
And the word wasn't truly out there. But I see what the kids are doing in California in their, but they don't have to deal with the snow here like we do. But we do have a court that is, it's called Sport Court, and it's actually pretty expensive stuff. And we have a great court that we could play inline roller hockey on in the summer. We could get some basketball going in there. So to really get into that sort of stuff that we have, I don't think we've done it like I would like to see. And I think there's a lot of room to do some neat things with that flooring that we have in the summers to.
Okay.
So that's you know, and I can go on and on about dreams here, but there's, I always have my ears open to what we can be doing and for the future, and have, if you have, so maybe sometime the next time I'm on, I'll come in and really sit down with you and go,
sure,
there. I just didn't know how much time I have right now.
Okay. Well, we're actually getting close to, we have a little more time. I've been talking with Steve McSwain, who's been looking back over the event center and what's been happening there, what's happening now, what's going on into the future. If people have those ideas or they want to contact you and talk about the event center, what's the best way to do that?
Well, the best way is to find us on the internet. You go to the City of Palmer website and look for MTA Event Center, and has our contact information on there. So, please feel free to track me down that way. There is also a Facebook site there. And you can find that if you look at MTA Event Center, Facebook. Those are great ways to get in touch. We're going to be updating some of those pictures with rock and hockey pretty soon. But if you get on that Facebook site and you can page through, and kind of shows a rundown of what we've been doing throughout the season here, but those, through those ways of communication, phoning at the rink, 746-4231, give us a shout, leave a message, for ideas, anytime.
Okay. Well, that's great. Steve McSwain, thank you for coming in. Any last comment before we finish?
Well, it's good to see you again, Mike. You look great. The place looks great. I always feel comfortable being here. So I thank you for what you do and for letting me put my two cents in.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Mike.